Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早晨好。
And we really thank the Lord that during this difficult time, we can still gather together, even in a virtual format.
我们非常感谢主，在这个困难的时代，我们还可以在线上有聚会。
Yeah, even though we cannot be together physically, but we do believe that, and we are together in the spirit.
虽然我们不能够在肉身当中和弟兄姐妹们面对面的聚会，但是我们相信主的圣灵与我们同在。
And let's first have a word of prayer.
我们先有些祷告。
Lord, we do want to thank you and praise you.
主，我们要感谢赞美你。
Because you are the God who speaks.
因为你是说话的神。
And you are the God who works.
你是做工的神。
And Lord, we are your workmanship.
我们是你手中的工作。
So Lord, as we gather together, and then we do know that we are in your very presence.
当我们一同聚集的时候，我们实在是知道你与我们同在。
And the Lord, we pray that you will give us a ear that can hear.
主，我们祷告，愿你给我们一个可听的耳。
And we can hear the voice of our dear Lord.
我们可以听见我们亲爱救主的声音。
And for pray that the speaking, the interpreting, and also the hearing could all be under the holy anointing.
我们祷告，愿讲的、翻的和听的都在圣灵的膏抹之下。
And we live out the following time into your gracious hands.
我们把下边的时间交托在你恩典的手中。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
奉主最宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, let's first read some words of the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们先来读一下主的话语。
Could we turn to 2 Peter chapter 3?
我们先打开彼得后书第三章。
And we just are going to read verse 9 first.
我们先读第九节。
And let's read together both in Mandarin and also in English.
我们中文和英文一起来读。
Together.
一起来。
The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. And we're going to read in the same chapter again, but from verse 14 and the first part of verse 15.
我们接下来要读的是同一章的第三章十四节和第五十五节的前半部分。
And together.
一起来。
Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless and blameless, and regard the patience of our Lord to be salvation. So in 2 Peter chapter 3, and the Apostle Peter talks about the day of the Lord.
在彼得后书里边，使徒彼得交通到关于主的日子。
And he also talked about how we ought to prepare ourselves for that day.
并且他交通到我们应该怎样为着那个 日子来预备。
And in the verses which we just read, I have a burden to share a particular phrase.
在我们刚才读到这些经文当中，有一特别有一句话我有感动要来分享。
And that is in verse 15, the first part of it, regard the patience of our Lord to be salvation.
那这句话呢就是第十五节的前半部分，并且要以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由。
And that is which I just read is NASB translation.
我们刚才读的是这个新美国版本的翻译。
Yeah, and the same phrase has also been translated count long suffering of the Lord to be salvation in the King James translation.
在新近版本的翻译当中也把这卷翻译成我们要把主长久忍耐认为我们 是我们的救恩。
Yes, it probably is the difference a little bit more distinct in the English translations. But yes, patience is long suffering.
我们这里边看见主的忍耐就是是一个长久的忍耐。
And it is out of love.
是出于自于主的爱。
And we all remember, Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, love is patient or love is long suffering.
我们也知道保罗在哥林多前书13章提到爱是恒久忍耐。
And because of love, a person may endure troubles.
因为着爱人可以忍受各样的苦难。
And because of love, men can bear offenses and the injuries of others.
也因着爱人可以忍受各样的冒犯和伤害。
And our God is love, and He is patient with all His children.
我们的神就是爱，并且呢，他向着他所有的儿女都是有长久的忍耐。
Actually, the author of the epistle, Peter himself, experienced a lot of the Lord's patience.
我们知道这个书信的作者彼得自己也经历了主的长久的忍耐。
And when the Lord was still in the flesh with his disciples,
当主还在肉身当中与他的门徒同在的时候
，and Peter was the spokesman for the disciples.
彼得那时候呢是这些门徒们他的一个代言人。
But oftentimes he spoke so rush, and so a lot of times he put his own foot in his own mouth.
很多的时候呢，他是急于说话，以至于自己把自己的嘴堵住了。
And probably brothers and sisters remember when the Lord said to his disciples, he must go to Jerusalem and to suffer many things and to be killed and to be raised on the third day.
大家还记得主在肉身当中对他门徒说，他必须到耶路撒冷，要经历各样的苦难。并且被杀，并且要复活。
And Peter took the Lord aside, and even he rebuked the Lord, and said that God forbid it, Lord.
那这个时候，我们看见彼得呢，就把主拉到一边，并且是好像是在责备主，说这是万不可如此。
And when the Lord was taken the night before his crucifixion,
当主在他被上钉十字架的前夜
，in the high priest's courtyard, and Peter denied the Lord three times.
在大祭司的院子当中，彼得三次不认主。
But in each of his failures, the Lord gave Peter a chance to return back to him, to be restored.
但在彼得的每个失败当中，主耶稣都给他机会，让他回转，让他重新被建立。
The Lord was full of compassion toward his disciples because he loved them.
主因着爱对他的门徒们充满了怜悯。
And the Lord is, because love is long suffering, the Lord was willing to suffer and wait for them to turn around.
因为爱是恒久忍耐，所以主呢在这个时候要为他的门徒们受苦，等待他们回转。
But sisters, isn't that true and for us as well?
弟兄姐妹们，这对我们来讲不是也是事实吗？
And oftentimes in our walks and we cause pain to the Lord.
很多在我们与主同行的路上，我们给主带来苦难。
And we cause him to endure and to suffer because of weaknesses.
因着我们的软弱，我们使他受苦，使他要长久的忍耐。
But we really thank the Lord because our God is love and he is so patient with us.
但是我们实在是感谢主，因为我们的神是爱。
As long as we are willing, he is always giving us a way back to himself.
只要我们愿意，他总是给我们一条回头路。
And not only did Peter know and experience the patience of the Lord.
不仅彼得知道主的耐心。
And he also knew full well the heart of the Lord, the purpose of the patience of the Lord.
并且呢，他也非常明白主的耐心和他心中对着因着这个耐心所产生的目的。
Because the Lord loves us and forbears all our weaknesses and failures, He wants to see changes in our lives.
主向着我们有长久的忍耐，忍受我们各样的痛苦，是因为他要在我们里边产生一个悔改。
And our God is a God of purpose.
我们的神是有目的的神。
The purpose of the Lord's patience is for repentance and also for salvation.
主他长久忍耐的目的是让我们能够回转，能够悔改。
The patience of the Lord is leading us to repentance, as says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9.
这个时候，主在彼得在三章彼得前书三章九节的时候告诉我们，
and
主的忍耐让我们悔改。
Sorry, actually, it's Second Peter, the same book.
哦，实际上是对彼得后书三章九节。
Yeah, and.With the verse which actually we just read.
是我们刚刚读过的那节经文。
And it says that the Lord's patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all come to repentance.
这里边告诉我们说，主的应许尚未成就，有人以为他是单然，其实不是，那是宽容你们，不愿一人沉沦，愿人人都悔改。
So brothers and sisters, repentance is not just for the gospel friends.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这个悔改不仅仅是为着福音朋友们说的。
And oftentimes we preach the gospel, we ask the gospel friends to repent, to accept Jesus Christ as their personal savior. Praise the Lord for that.
我们感谢主，我们传福音的时候让叫福音朋友们能够悔改，接受主耶稣基督作为他们个人的救主。
But for us as God's children, and oftentimes our ways might not be agreeable to God's will.
但是作为神的儿女，很多的时候我们的道路也和神的道路不相符合。
And we need to turn back to him.
我们需要回转，归向他。
And we need to return.
我们需要回转。
And that is repentance.
这个就是悔改。
And repentance is not just a sorrowful feeling or just a thought.
悔改不仅仅是一个忧伤的感觉，一个想法。
And repentance is a change of mind.
乃是我们心思意念的更新。
And it is an inward change, but that will also lead to an outward action.
是一个里边的改变，但是要带着外边的行动。
And probably we remember when John the Baptist, when he came out to preach, repent because for the kingdom of God is near.
因为当施洗约翰出来传道的时候，他跟别人讲说你们要悔改，因为神的国近了。
And some Pharisees came to him to be baptized, but John said to them.
所以这时候有法利赛人来到他面前要受浸，约翰对他们这样说。
Therefore bear fruit in keeping with repentance.
你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。
Repentance is a change of mind.
这个悔改是一个心思意念的更新。
But that will also lead to a change in the way of our life.
但是这个心思意念的更新要带来我们生命行为的改变。
And that is action.
这就是一个行动。
And that is a fruit.
这就是那个结出的果子。
And so the Lord's repentance is not just for repentance, but it is also for salvation.
我们的主的悔改，让我们的悔改不仅仅是为着悔改，乃是要带来救恩的。
And this salvation is not just to save us from hell, but it is to save us into God's purpose.
这个救恩不仅仅是把我们从地狱当中拯救出来，乃是要把我们救到神的目的上。
And in Hebrews chapter 7, the author says, I quote in the King James translation, we are to be saved to the uttermost.
在希伯来书第七章这里边讲到说要靠着他进到神的面前都能拯救到底。
Yes, that we are to be saved to the uttermost.
所以这里边讲到我们要被拯救到底。
And he says that we are to be, it means that we are to be saved to be transformed into the image of God's beloved Son.
这里边的意思就是说到我们被拯救乃是要被磨成神儿子的形象。
We are saved to be like Christ himself.
我们被拯救要是像主的样式。
We thank the Lord for He's so patient with us. He has given us time and opportunities so that we can experience more of His transforming work in our lives.
我们实在是感谢赞美主，因着他给我们的机会、时间，这样把我们改变成更多的像他。
And brothers and sisters, I don't know whether we sense the urgencies of the Lord's return.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不知道我们有没有感觉到主再来的这个紧迫感。
But the Lord's return is really, really near.
但是主的再来实在是很近。
And especially when we look at the pandemic, and which is still ongoing.
当我们看见这个世界的这个疫情现在正在发展的。
And there's many other events, including some social unrest.
并且很多其他的事件，包括这个社会的动荡。
And all these signs actually are warning us that.The Lord's return is very, very imminent.
所以这些预兆都告诉我们，警告我们主的再来实在是很近了。
And in the passage we just read, Peter exhorts us to be diligent in preparation for that day.
在我们刚才读到这些经文当中，彼得鼓励我们要殷勤为了那个日子做准备。
And it says that we shall be diligent or to make every effort to be found in Him in peace.Spotless and blameless.
这里边彼得告诉我们说，他要盼望我们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，毫无指责，安然见主。
So we Christians should be diligent.
所以作为基督徒，我们要殷勤。
But in the past, probably we have been diligent in many other things.
在过去的时间当中，我们可能在很多其他的事情上都很殷勤。
And probably the things are that are temporary, transient, and changeable.
所以这些事情可能是一些暂时的，是一些随机变化的一些事情。
But as the pandemic hits and there's a lot of changes, things have been turning upside down. Probably we have come to realize that. And the things that we thought are certain and sure are actually out of our control.
在这个疫情开始来到的时候，很多的事情改变了，很多事情被翻转，使我们认识到很多我们觉得是确定的事情，现在都变成不确定。
And there is so much uncertainty.
有很多不确定性。
So brothers and sisters, things in the world are indeed fleeting.
所以弟兄姐妹们，在这个世界世上的事的确是转瞬即逝。
Only the spiritual things that are sure, eternal, unchangeable, and last forever.
只有属灵的事情是确定的，是不改变的，并且能够到永远的。
So Peter exhorts us to be diligent in spiritual matters.
所以彼得这里边鼓励我们要在属灵的事情上殷勤。
Oftentimes we think about being diligent, we think about what we should do.
很多的时候当我们想到殷勤的时候，我们想到我们要做什么。
But if we continue to read on what Peter says, it actually is not to do, rather to be.
但是如果我们继续读彼得的这边的话语的时候，我们会发现他讲的不是去做什么，乃是要我们的所事。
In other words, we should make every effort to make our condition right before God.
或者换句话说，我们要努力使我们的状况，使我们目前的状况能够向主。
And Peter instructs us that we need to be diligent in preparing ourselves so that when the Lord comes, we may be found in Him in peace, spotless, and blameless.
彼得这里边鼓励我们，让我们能够殷勤，是让我们预备要安然见主，见主的日子没有玷污，无可指责。
And it means that when the Lord returns, our condition before Him should be in harmony with Himself.
也就是说，当主回来的时候，我们的状态，我们的状况应该是跟他和谐的。
And we can be in harmony with Himself if our lives are holy and pure, with no stains of sin.
如果我们的生命里边是圣洁的，是纯洁的，我们就会与主有相合。
And Peter says that's what we need to be diligent about.
彼得在这里边就是讲的，我们应该在这些事情上殷勤。
But how can we be found by Him in peace, spotless, and blameless?
我们怎样才能够在主里边毫无指责，能够没有玷污呢？
And there are two aspects of it.
有两个方面。
And first is by the cleansing of His blood.
第一呢，就是要借着主的血来洗净。
And that is to deal with our sins.
要对付我们的罪。
And brothers and sisters, actually in our daily lives, and we are so prone to sin.
在我们每天的生活当中，我们会是何等容易的犯罪。
And how easily we are to have thoughts and actions against God and against others.
非常容易的，我们就有一个想法或者一个行论是得罪神、得罪人的。
And we may easily lose our temper.
我们可很容易发脾气。
And we may easily talk behind others' back.
我们可能在背后议论人。
And even we have been saved by grace, but we're still very easy to make wrongs.
虽然我们在恩典当中得救了，但是我们还是常常容易犯错。
But we thank the Lord for His blood is so effective and to cleanse us from all our sins and transgressions.
我们非常感谢主，他的宝血是何等的有功效，要洗净我们各样的过犯和罪孽。
And the first John, chapter 1, verse 9, it says,
在约翰一书一章九节，
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
The blood of our Lord is comprehensive and effective, but we need to confess our sins as our brother oftentimes remind us about.
我们主的血是有功效的，是完备的，但是我们需要来到他面前认罪悔改，像我们弟兄们常常鼓励我们。
If the Holy Spirit ever shows us our sins,
如果圣灵指出我们的罪，
we need to confess, we need to repent, and we need to ask the Lord's forgiveness.And also have His blood to cleanse our sins.
我们就需要来到主的面前认罪悔改，要求主的血来洗净我们的罪。
And the second aspect of it.
第二个方面。
And it is that we need to be led by the Holy Spirit and to live the life of Christ.
我们需要被圣灵引领，过着一个主耶稣基督的生命。
Because only our life, only the life of our Lord Jesus Christ is in perfect harmony with God.
因为只有主自己的生命是和神是完全相合的。
And He is the only one who is pleasing to His Father.
只有他自己在神的眼中看作是可喜悦。
And only his life is spotless, blameless, without any defects.
只有他自己的生命是没有玷污，毫无指责。
In order to meet the Lord in peace and without spotless and be blameless, we need to follow the Holy Spirit to live the life of the Lord.
如果我们愿意要安然见主，能够毫无指责，没有玷污，我们必须要跟随圣灵。
And we thank the Lord because the Holy Spirit is teaching us about all things.
我们感谢主，圣灵在凡事上教导我们。
And it is what is said in 1 John chapter 2 verse 27.
在约翰一书二章二十七节的时候这样讲到。
And the John says that, but as his anointing teaches you about all things and is true and is not a lie.
这里边说你们从主所受的恩膏常在你们里边，不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。
And I was reminded as I prepared for sharing about an experience I had about 2 weeks ago.
在我在预备这篇信息的时候，我提想到两周之前发生的一件事情。
And yes, just about that time, in the afternoon, and I was reminded by the Lord I needed to call my mom in Taiwan.
那天下午，圣灵提醒我需要给我在台湾的母亲打电话。
And I didn't know why, but I made a call anyway.
我不知道为什么，但是我还是打了电话。
And my mom is also a believer, a sister in the Lord.
我的母亲也是在主里的一位姊妹。
And when I called her up, and then it turns out she was emotionally and spiritually low.
当我打电话的时候，我才发现她那个时候在情绪上、在属灵上都非常的低落。
And because some negative thoughts came to her concerning my health.
因为关乎我自己健康的一些事情，有一些负面的想法进到我妈妈里边。
But I thank the Lord, and we have some fellowship together.
我感谢主，我们就在主面前有些交通。
And then both of us were reminded by the Lord's greatness and faithfulness.
我们两个都被主的他的自己的信实、他的恩典所提醒。
And so actually, in the end, we concluded our conversation with the praises to the Lord himself.
所以结束的时候我们就一同来赞美主。
I thank the Lord that we were mutually encouraged.
非常感谢主，我们两个都得到了激励。
But I also thank the Lord for his reminding.
我也感谢主，圣灵提醒我。
And I thank the Lord I did not delay the call.
感谢主，我没有延迟，没有打这个电话。
The Holy Spirit, the anointing teaches about all things, and it's true and it's not a lie.
圣灵在凡事上要教导我们，它是真的，不是假的。
But and sisters, that could be our daily experiences.
弟兄姐妹，这也是我们日常的经历。
And especially during this pandemic time, and we are quarantined at home.
特别是在这个疫情中间，我们都在家里边隔离。
And there's a lot of families are being together all day 24/7.
很多的家庭都是一天24小时都在一起。
And praise the Lord for the family time together.
我们为着家庭这段时间感谢主。
And by the same time, and being together all the time could easily lead us to some frictions and probably even some arguments.
但是也同样也，当我们这么多时间一起在一起相处的时候，也容易产生一些矛盾和争吵。
But on the flip side, actually, it is the Lord's grace to give us chance that we may learn to obey the Holy Spirit to follow Him.
这也是神给我们的一个机会，让我们能够学习跟随圣灵。
But and sisters, there might be a time that and we need to strengthen our relationships.
弟兄姐妹们，也许有的时候我们的关系需要被更多的建立。
And with God himself and probably also with one another.
跟主的关系和我们彼此之间的关系。
And it may be a time that we need to restore relationships.
也许有的时候我们需要重新恢复一些关系。
With God himself and with one another.
恢复跟神或者是跟人的关系。
And may the Lord be gracious to us.
愿神的恩典领导我们。
As we learn to follow the Lord and listening to the Holy Spirit.
当我们跟随主听他声音的时候。
And like our brother shared about 2 weeks ago, that we, as we do hear the Holy Spirit, we are saving oil in our flask.
像弟兄两周之前分享的，当我们跟随圣灵的时候，我们就是在我们的灯里边积攒油。
And that is the most important things we need to do before the Lord's return.
在主再来之前，这是我们要做的最重要的事情。
Brothers and sisters, I still have some final thoughts.
弟兄姐妹们，我还有一些最后的一些感觉跟大家说。
And please do not ever think what was being shared just a cliche.
大家请弟兄姐妹们不要认为我们所有的这些交通都是一些陈词滥调。
And because we have heard about that all the time.
因为我们常常听见这些信息。
But I think it is not the true, what really matters is, do we have the reality?
什么是最重要的，就是我们是不是有这样的一个实际。
And does that really reflect our life and the walk before the Lord?
这些是不是在我们与主同行的路上，我们的生活当中被反映出来。
Now, have we often applied the blood of the Lord when we offended the Lord himself and we do wrongs against others?
当我们得罪主，当我们做错了事情，跟人做错事情，我们是不是求主的血来洁净我们？
Have we been obedient to listen to the still small voice of the Holy Spirit?
我们是不是听服从圣灵那个微小的声音？
When the Lord returns, he is not interested in how much we know.
当主再来的时候，他对我们的知识有多少并不感兴趣。
But he cares very much about how we have lived our lives.
但是他何等的关心我们是怎样过我们的生活。
And I confess I am a slow learner. We are so slow in learning.
我必须承认我是一个非常学习非常慢的，我们在很多的事情上学习的非常缓慢。
But our God is love. Our God is patient with us.
但是我们的神是爱，他向着我们有何等的耐心。
And he never give us a mass.
他也不会永远不会放弃我们。
And the time of a quarantine maybe a mega session for all of us.
这个我们在家里边隔离这段时间，也许是我们在主面前一个补习的时间。
And it's a time for our reflection to draw closer to the Lord Himself.
让我们能够常常回想，常常来到主的面前亲近他。
And the time of restoration.
也是一个被重新建立的时间。
And so let's not to look at it lightly.
所以让我们不要轻忽这些事件。
And our Lord has been suffering long enough.
我们的主实在是为我们受苦够长了。
And let's not delay our obedience to the Holy Spirit.
让我们不要再延迟不听圣灵的感动。
Let's truly regard the patience of the Lord as salvation.
让我们真实的认识主的长久忍耐就是我们的救恩。
A chance to a changed mind.
是我们心思意念改变的一个机会。
A chance to readjust our life, our path.
让我们是我们能够改变我们的生命，改变我们道路的机会。
So that we can truly redeem our time in preparation for the return of the Lord.
所以我们可以在预备主再来的路上赎回我们的光阴。
And that will conclude my sharing.
这是我的交通。
感谢主啊，借着弟兄的交通勉励我们。
Thank you, Lord, for our brother's sharing to encourage us.
啊，我们主也把一个负担放在我的里面。
The Lord has also placed a burden in my heart.
啊，也就着这现在的疫情，看到主他啊的恩典。
Also using this pandemic currently to see God's grace.
啊，那我们首先先读两处的经文。
Let's start with reading two scriptures.
啊，以赛亚书26章第9节。
Isaiah 26 verse 9。
夜间我心中羡慕你，我里面的灵切切寻求你。 因为你在世上行审判的时候，地上的居民就学习公义。
With my soul, I have desired you in the night. Yes, by my spirit within me, I will seek you early. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness.
好，第二处是在希伯来书第十章二十五节。
The second scripture is from Hebrews 10:25.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止习惯的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching.
因着这个疫情，我们已经在线上聚会超过五个月的时间。
Because of this pandemic, we've been meeting online virtually in this manner for more than 5 months.
也不知道，不管是信主或是不信主的人，心中多少都有一个盼望。
Whether or not we are believers or not, there is still one common hope.
就是希望疫情能够赶快的过去，我们可以回到正常的生活。
That this pandemic would quickly pass and we could return to life, normal life.
似乎现在的生活对大部分的人都不是很方便。
For the current situation for most is not convenient.
好像生活在一个阴影跟一个压力底下。
It's as if we are living under a shadow or some pressure or oppression.
哦，这让我产生里面的一些感觉。
This allowed me to have some thinking in my life.
一个基督徒什么才是正常的生活呢？
What is a normal Christian life?
是不是回到以前生活就可以的呢？
Is it that we just return to what life was like before?
有时候地上发生的一些事情。
Sometimes things happen in this world.
让我们的生活也做了一些调整跟适应。
That forced us to adjust some things in our lives.
哦，譬如在2001年所发生的911事件。
Such as 9/11 in the year 2011.
如果大家那时候大概在小学以上的年纪
，Probably for everyone who was in elementary school and up.
哦，我们应该都有哦一些印象。
There's probably some recollection of this.
哦，对我来讲，哦，这个印象是非常的深刻。
For me, it left a deep impression.
啊，因为我那时候因为工作的关系常常出差。
At that time, I went on many business trips.
啊 ,911 那一天是啊星期二。
So 9/11 was on a Tuesday.
我那前一天周一下午我出差到佛罗里达。
The day before that Monday afternoon, I actually flew to Florida for a business trip.
隔天早晨就发生这件事。
And then the next morning, this event took place.
啊，从这件事情以后。
From this time on.
那个我们知道机场的安检。就有很大的改变。
We know that there were many safety changes in the airport.
啊，这个改变让我后来的出差，哦，进出机场就不是那么的方便跟顺利。
These changes actually made my time coming in and out of the airport really inconvenient for those trips.
还有以前去机场接送人的时候。
And actually before when you were receiving or sending people at the airport.
哦，都可以到登机口去等候或去送人。
You could send them or wait for them at the gate.
但是自从这件事情的改啊发生之后。
But after this event took place.
只有坐飞机的人能够到登机口。
Only the passengers of the flight could go to the gate.
这件事情已经发生快二十年了。
This is almost 20 years ago.
哦，这机场的安啊，这个安检过程哦，就变成的所谓的变一个新的正常的过程。
And all the safety regulations and changes for security at the airport have become a norm.
大家也就慢慢的哦接受跟适应了。
And everyone has slowly accepted and adjusted to this.
哦，所以有人说经过这一次疫情。
So some people say that experiencing this pandemic,
我们心里要有一个准备。
Our hearts also have to have a preparation.
就是我们可能没办法回到像以前的生活。
That we likely will not return to life like before.
哦，就是我们会有一个新的正常的生活。
But that there would be a new normal life.
哎呀，我不知道哦，这个新的正常生活是什么样。
I don't know what this new normal will look like.
但是对一个基督徒来说。
Before a Christian,
难道我们的生活也因着环境常常的改变吗？
Should our lives change just because the surroundings change as well?
我们的神是昨日、今日、直到永远一样的神。
Our Lord is one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
他对他的儿女们在生活上的带领也是不会改变的。
And the way that he leads and encourages his children will not change.
我们刚刚读到以赛亚书啊二十六章第九节里面说到。
Just now we read Isaiah 26:9.
因为你在世上行审判的时候，地上的居民就学习公义。
It says in the latter half, for when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness.
圣经里面说，除了我们的主耶稣基督外，地上没有一个义人。
The Bible says that aside from our Lord Jesus Christ, there is not one man who is righteous in this world.
神审判的目的重点不在于惩罚。
The Lord's judgment is not, the purpose of the Lord's judgment is not to punish,
乃在于拯救的。
But rather to redeem.
让人能够得着他儿子的生命。
So that people, man could gain the life of Christ.
把人带回到他原先创造的旨意里。
To bring man back to the original purpose of his creation.
神里面实在是充满了爱跟恩典。
God's heart is full of grace and love.
在加拉太书二章二十节里面说到。
In Galatians 2:20,
现在活的不再是我。
It says that I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
所以基督徒正常生活就是要活出基督的生命。
So a normal Christian life is one that lives out the life of Christ.
让基督的生命在我里面能够被彰显出来。
That the life of Christ would be manifested in our lives.
啊，就是要刚才弟兄啊分享的。
Just as our brother had just now shared.
那我们能够像他。
That we would be like him.
这是神要在我们身上所做的工作。
This is the work of God in our hearts.
啊，借着外面这个环境，外面这个审判。
So through the outside environment, circumstances, and judgment.
那我们知道我们需要主。
It allows us to know that we need the Lord.
我们需要主在我们里面啊改变。
We need the Lord to make changes in our heart.
能够活出他的生命。
To live out His life.
如果我没有记错的话。
If I don't remember incorrectly.
啊，在十九世纪弟兄运动的时候。
In the Brethren movement.
因着看到神百姓或许是偏离，或许是没有准确的认识到神的旨意。
To see the body of Christ deviate from the original plan or not see the original purpose of God.
所以他们提出了几个回到。
So they came up with a couple important points.
啊，一个就是回到起初。
They restore to go back to the beginning.
回到圣经。
Back to the Bible.
回到身体。
And back to the body.
如今因着这个疫情。
Through this pandemic,
让我们认识到神的审判背后神的爱跟神的恩典。
That we would see behind God's judgment is His love and His grace.
哦，弟兄也常常借着主的话提醒我们。
Brothers have often reminded us and encouraged us through God's word.
我们的生活要有膏油。
That our life needs the anointing.
要顺着生命的感觉。
That we need to live according to the Spirit.
要心中有一个深切的祷告。
That our lives would have a deep prayer,
经过这一次的疫情,
that through this pandemic,
每一个属主的儿女,
every child of God,
都能够有开始过一个正常基督徒的生活,
would begin to live a normal Christian life.
哦, 这是主在我们的身上所要做的工作。
This is the work that God wills to do in our lives.
哦, 这个题目是很大。
This is a great topic.
哦, 我不可能分享这个题目。
And I cannot possibly fellowship on this topic.
但是在这个生活中可以有一个内容就是聚会的生活。
But there is one aspect of this in our lives, which is our assembly life.
哦，基督徒的生命是一个聚会的生命。
The Christian life is one that assembles together with the saints.
所以在希伯来书第十章二十五节里面说。
So in Hebrews 10:25,
你们不可停止聚会。
It says to not forsake assembling ourselves.
好像那些停止惯着的。
As is the manner of some.
都要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
But exhorting one another, and so much more that as you see the day approaching.
我想聚会不是只是听到。
I think our meeting times are not just to listen to messages.
哦，这听到只是聚会的一个内容的一部分。
That's just one part of our meeting time.
啊，在这边说到不可停止聚会。
But it says not to forsake assembling together.
不单只是所有的人来到聚会。
It is not just everyone coming together.
而且要有真真实实的聚会。
But it needs to be real and true.
如果人的身体在聚会的地方。
If man's body, physical bodies are in the place of a gathering place,
但心却不在聚会里面,
but the hearts are not here,
但可能就跟停止聚会没有太多的差别,
then there's not much difference with stopping our assembly.
在聚会里听到叫我们多认识主,
in our gatherings, we hear that we need to know the Lord more.
在聚会里面参加侍奉，叫我们生命得着操练。
It also allows us opportunities to exercise this life.
在侍奉的时候，能够经历主的供应跟信实。
And through our service, we can experience God's provision and faithfulness.
而且在这边说到，聚会跟那日子非常的有关系。
And here it says that assembling together has much to do with that day.
那日子就是说到主的再来。
That day speaks of the return of the Lord.
哦，在马太福音23章37节里面，主对耶路撒冷叹息说。
In Matthew 23:37, the Lord speaks.
我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意。
The Lord speaks to Jerusalem, how often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing.
我们的主是何等盼望他的儿女能够常常聚集在他的面前。
Our God is one who desires his children to gather before him.
哦，受到他的供应跟保护。
To receive his provision and protection.
但是我们最大的问题就是
But our greatest issue
我们不愿意
is that we are unwilling.
我们里面渴望主的心不够
Our hearts do not desire the Lord enough.
所以常常在聚会的生活上这一点上啊软弱
So we often are weak in this point of gathering together.
我们会不会有这种感觉呢
Do we have this feeling?
就是来到主的聚会里面是一个牺牲
That coming before the Lord is Or to come and gather before the Lord is a sacrifice.
好像我们要放弃一些我们所喜欢的事。
Like we have to put aside things that we want to do in order to come.
但是弟兄姐妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
是的，我们来到聚会的时候，我们就没有办法去做其他的事。
Yes, when we come and gather before Him, we can't go and do other activities.
譬如像打球。
For example, like playing sports.
或逛街。
Go shopping.
看电影。
Go watch movies.
出外旅游。
Or other activities.
其实这些事并不是坏事。
And these activities are not bad things.
我们的基督徒的生活里面也可以包括这些。
And our Christian living can include these activities.
但是如果这些事影响到我们正常聚会的生活。
But if these things affect our normal gathering times.
这是主所不愿意看到的。
And affect our assembly life. This is something the Lord does not desire to see.
当我们认识主的恩典。
When we understand His grace.
享受主同在。
And we enjoy His presence.
我们就不会觉得聚会是一种牺牲。
We won't think that it's a sacrifice to meet.
反而我们心中渴望聚会。
But rather our hearts would desire to assemble.
在聚会里面得着喜乐跟享受。
That we would receive joy and blessings before these.
马太福音六章二十一节说。
In Matthew 6:21.
你的财宝在哪里？你的心也在哪里。
It says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will also be.
当我们发现聚会的宝贵的时候
When we discover the preciousness of our gathering,
我们自然就喜欢聚会。
Naturally, we will enjoy.
喜欢与弟兄姐妹们聚集在主的面前。
We will enjoy gathering with brothers and sisters before our Lord.
聚会不再是一个要求。
It no longer is a requirement.
而且是基督徒生命自然的表现。
But rather would become a natural manifestation of our
normal life. 是基督徒的一个习惯了。
A habit of Christians.
所以主要我们不可停止聚会。
So the Lord desires that we don't forsake the assembling together.
在希伯来书十章二十五节里面也说到，我们彼此既知道那日子临近。
In Hebrews 10:25, it also says that we want to exhort one another so much more as you see the day approaching.
这个知道原意是看见。
The original meaning of this is to see.
要中文用知道这个字。
In Chinese, it uses the word know.
但是知道有可能只是在头脑里面的认识。
But for the word, to just use knowledge, it could just be head knowledge.
看见是在心里面的认识。
But to see is to see it in your heart, an experience.
要客观是，哦，知道是客观的认识。
Knowing is an objective perspective.
看见是主观的经历。
Seeing is a personal experience.
保罗用的一个词
Paul used a term.
就是真知道
is true knowledge.
我们活在这个末世的最后的时刻里
As we live in these end times.
很多的兆头已经叫我们真知道
There are many signs that have caused us to have true knowledge.
因为我们已经看见了
Because we have seen.
呀，主的日子哦，实在是非常近了
That the day of the Lord is very near.
我们更应当过一个正常聚会的生活。
So even more we need to live a normal Christian life.
好叫我们能够等候并催促主的再来。
That we could wait upon and hasten the Lord's return.
在诗篇84篇第10节里面说到。
In Psalm 84:10.
在你愿与一日，甚是在别处住千日，宁可在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐幕里。
For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
这里说到不在乎我们做什么。
It speaks here of it doesn't matter what we're doing.
乃在乎你在哪里，乃在我们在哪里。
But it matters of where you are.
大卫在诗篇二十七篇第十节说道。
And David wrote in Psalm 27:4.
有一件事我曾求耶和华。
One thing I have desired of the Lord.
我仍要寻求。
That I will seek.
就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord.
瞻仰他的荣美。
All the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord.
在他的殿里求问。
And to inquire in his temple.
不仅我们这一生在地上，我们要住在耶和华我们的主里。
Not only in our lives here that we ought to live in the temple, dwell in the house of the Lord.
来瞻仰他的荣美。
And to behold his beauty.
在那边寻求明白神的旨意。
That we would be there to seek after his will.
当主再来以后。
That when he returns.
我们将要永远与主同住。
That we would eternally dwell with him.
时刻与众圣徒聚集在主的面前。
And that we would be with brothers and sisters before him.
哦，愿我们能够像那五个聪明的童女一样。
May we be like those five wise virgins.
拿着灯。
Taking their lanterns.
又预备油在器皿里。
And preparing oil in their vessels.
当我们能够在生活中活出基督的时候。
That in our lives when we are able to live out Christ.
我们就是预备油在器皿里面。
We are in fact preparing oil in our vessels.
要愿借着这些话语。
May through these words,
我们彼此提醒彼此扶持。
May we be reminded and encourage one another.
让我们学习过一个正常的基督徒生活。
That we would learn to live a normal Christian life.
让主的生命能够从我们这个不配的器皿彰显出来。
That through such vessels as us, the Lord's life would be manifested.
好叫神得到一切的荣耀跟敬拜。
That he would gain all glory and worship.
愿主祝福弟兄姐妹们。
May the Lord bless brothers and sisters.
也我们不知道这个疫情还要多久。
We don't know how much longer this pandemic will go on for.
就像刚才我们弟兄的劝勉一样。
Just as our brother's encouragement.
让在这段疫情期间。
That within this time.
让我们做一个好像是补功课的时候。
May it be like a makeup session for us.
让我们实在是能够学习与家人与弟兄姐妹。在主面前生活。
That we would learn to live with, before the Lord in our relationships with brothers and sisters and with family.
说即使当疫情过去以后。
So that even after the pandemic passes.
我们的里面的生命都成长。
Our life would grow.
我们每个人越像基督。
And each of us would be more like Christ.
愿他的生命在我们里面能够增加。
That his life in us would, multiply, would grow.
为我们的生命一天，我们自己的生命一天一天的减少。
And that our own life would be, that self would lessen each and every day.
愿主得着我们这个全人。
May God gain the entire being of us.
我们实在是需要认识明白主的恩典。
We truly need to come to know his grace and mercy.
愿主祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless his word.
这是我交通就停在这里。
My sharing will end here.
那我们有一个祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们心中实在是充满了敬拜。
Lord, our hearts are full of worship.
因为你是一位有慈爱的神。
Because you are a God of love.
你所有做的一切都是为着你的儿女。
Because everything you have done is for your children.
虽然在一个这样子疫情的期间。
That even in the midst of a pandemic.
你实在是让我们看到你背后是存着一个何样的美意。
That you have a beautiful purpose behind it.
让我们知道你那日子即将临近。
And we know that the day is near.
我们能够被警醒被提醒。
That you would remind us and to alert us.
我们在地上的生活实在是需要预备。
That our lives here on earth truly need preparation.
我们不再是过一个毫无所谓的生活。
That we have not waste away our life.
让我们的生活能够显出你自己的丰富。
But that our lives would indeed manifest your fullness.
让我们的生活实在是能够像你一般。
That our lives would be of you.
那我们的生活能够过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
That we would live a life pleasing to you.
如果我们知道如今活着不再是我。
But we know that it is no longer I who live.
乃是你在我们里面活着。
But that you live in us.
哦，愿我们的生活里面实在是充满你自己的心意。
Lord, we pray that our lives would be full of your will.
我们把我们前面所有的脚步、前面的敬拜、前面的侍奉都仰望在你的手中。
We place our footsteps, our service, and our future into your hands.
当你未来之前。
That before you return.
我们能够做一个忠心服侍你的仆人。
We would be a servant who serves wholeheartedly.
当我们见你面的时候。
That we would see you face to face.
我们能够得着你的称赏。
And that you would praise.
主，我们实在是谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
这是你圣灵在我们里面所要做那完美的工作。
This is the beautiful work that your spirit is working in.
我们把我们自己，把亲爱的弟兄姐妹要都仰望在你的手中。
We place ourselves and our dear brothers and sisters into your hands.
我们这样祷告感谢是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all these things in the Lord's precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们在这边。有一个简短的报告。
We have a couple of announcements.
大家可以参考在那个聚会网站上的一些代祷报告事项。
You can check these announcements on the church's website.
我们周间的聚会都还是照常举行。
Our weekday meetings are as normal as usual.
这边有一个提醒。
Here's a reminder.
就是周五是基督生平主的读经7月31号就是下礼拜五就要结束。
It's a reminder that on Friday night Bible study for the Bible study group, or the Life of Christ group, on 7:31
就是讲在中文组这方面。
This is for a Chinese group.
那所以从8月7号开始。
So from August 7th.
孙弟兄要带领一起查考使徒行传。
Brother Sun will lead brothers and sisters to study the book of Acts.
每一周查考一章。
They will study one chapter a week.
是重点式的查经。
It is a time of studying the word.
不是详细的解经。
Not explanation of the word.
有感动的弟兄姐妹可以预备心。
So for brothers and sisters who have the leading, they can prepare their hearts.
然后下个周主日是玛丽弟兄交通。
Next Sunday, Brother Lee Ma will be sharing.
曾赞美姐妹翻译。
And Sister Mary Zen will interpret.
也有周为我们的弟兄跟姐妹祷告。
Please pray for our brother and our sister.
能够在能够借着主的话语能够激励，能够勉励弟兄姐妹。
That through God's word. Brothers and sisters would be encouraged and strengthened.
那其他的代祷事项，请大家就参考那个网站上的报告。
For all other matters, please visit the church website to see these prayer requests.
好，那我们今天的聚会就停在这里。
Today's meeting will end here.
好，祝大家平安。
May everyone be in peace.